Hello, everybody. I'm Jonathan Herbert from Hartbury University. Hope you're safe and well wherever you are, and thanks for tuning in. In this podcast, we'll be dispelling a few assumptions about aging and exercise thanks to the expertise of my colleague, Dr. John Fernandez, the program manager for our BSc Honours Sport and Exercise Sciences program. Now, I'm sure that many people, myself included, probably think that the older you get, the longer it takes to recover from exercise. But John has helped to carry out some fascinating research that suggests that that's not necessarily the case. He found that older men recovered at least as quickly as younger men in the majority of studies, which is really, really fascinating stuff, John. John, can you please tell us more about how you sleep?
Yeah, so basically this kind of research came off the back of my PhD, which was looking at kind of responses from resistance exercise. So essentially resistance exercise is when you move against a load, essentially, like when you work against it. So came off the back of that, and actually from my PhD, one of my studies found that middle-aged people recovered slower than their younger counterparts. But obviously, kind of as you go through a PhD and you look through the literature, you see a load of different things. And I kind of noted that the majority of studies actually found opposite to what I did. So along with some colleagues at Hartbury and externally, we conducted a literature review. We collated all the kind of studies that were out there, and there was about 12 of them looking into that specific thing. And we kind of mainly focused on the recovery of your strength. So kind of, as it sounds really, a quantifiable amount of how strong you feel the next day. And soreness, which is probably the marker that most people go off, your kind of muscles feeling achy and kind of tired the next day. And it was really interesting, actually, because the majority of studies found that in terms of muscle strength, your younger people and your middle-aged and older people recovered to the same kind of extent, mm-hmm. the same sort of time course. But actually for soreness, younger people actually experienced more soreness. I guess the kind of like the funny bit is that everyone throughout my research, middle-aged, older people that I kind of speak to about this, every single one of them said, yeah, as I've gotten older, I recover slower, I feel more sore in the days after exercise. And I guess it's just what's interesting there is that the perception is different from the actual research, which is a thing in itself, really.
Yeah. I know, because when I go to the gym, I always feel as I feel really sore. But, you know, you do recover quite quickly. Now, I love going to the gym. I've actually really missed it during lockdown. You know, I usually go twice a week to the gym. And, you know, it's great for your mental well-being as well, isn't it? I suppose from you, on the back of your research, then hopefully it might encourage more people, whatever their age, to do exercise, whether they go for a walk round or a jog round or whatever. I mean, that surely could come of it, could it?
100%. And I think one of the kind of reasons why people kind of stop exercising as they get older is in part, I think, just looking back on what they kind of once were able to do when they were younger and stronger. But also knowing that, you know, if they go for a gym session on Friday, that when they've got, say, family activities or other activities at the weekend, that they're going to be sore for it. Mm. And I think actually there, they don't need to be as worried. I kind of wonder whether the first bit that I mentioned there and kind of looking back at previously a bit more fondly is maybe part of the problem. But no, I think people can kind of exercise, you can structure your training and your exercise in the same way you do regardless of your age, which is really positive, and I think has massive implications for kind of public health, public well-being, really.
Yeah. So where do you go from here with the research now? What are the next steps with it?
Yeah, so what we kind of focused on here was the recovery in males. And currently there's only 3 studies looking at older females, which is kind of really problematic. And just in terms of the sports science research in general, there's a real lack of female kind of athlete population. So that's definitely something we go down and we focus more on kind of older female athlete recovery and female athlete recovery in general. Fortunately, we've got a couple of PhD students who are looking at just that. So we've got Hannah Clark, who started in September, and Andrew Hearn, who started in October. And they're both looking at kind of female athlete recovery, and in particular how the menstrual cycle affects that, because obviously the menstrual cycle has kind of massive implications on kind of psychological and performance related outcomes.
Mm-hmm. What would you think? I mean, obviously the results for the male, would you expect it to be different from the women then, or from the men, or what is it impossible to say at the moment?
Some of the kind of comparisons between males and females at the moment suggest that women actually don't experience as much soreness and as much of what we call muscle damage, which is the scientific term for kind of what's happening in the days after exercise where you feel sore and weaker. They don't actually experience as much of that. Part of that is estrogen has a kind of protective effect on the muscle, and also because females tend to be a bit more flexible, they can actually kind of withstand some of the kind of the stress from exercise a little bit better. But it's something we kind of definitely need to investigate.
As these studies have made a difference to your exercise regime then, John?
Maybe not these studies necessarily. Fortunately, I'm still in the young category of what I'm looking at, but I suppose where it has kind of made a difference is kind of what I was initially interested in was how we kind of offset aging. So, you know, as you get older, you lose muscle mass and you lose strength and kind of you lose your ability to move as fast. And actually kind of one of the best things for that is actually moving at high speeds, which is almost a bit counterintuitive. So you obviously need to be strong, but actually when you're in the gym moving, trying to move the weight fast, so for example if you're squatting, trying to move fastwards on the kind of upward phase, and similar sort of thing when you're kind of like bench pressing or doing your other exercises. So I definitely incorporate more of that now in a way to kind of maybe offset my aging.
I mean, for the purpose of this study, was old over 35, was it? Was that what, for the purpose of the study, was it?
Yeah, so we kind of categorized them.
Yeah, not that's old. Yeah.
No, we categorized them in two different ways. So we had young, which was kind of 18 to 25. We had middle age, which was 35 through to 55. Mm. And then older, which is kind of over 60, really. So it's quite difficult within the literature to get set definitions on that, and kind of as life expectancy and that has increased, kind of what was considered old 20 years ago is vastly different from what we kind of consider it now. So it's quite difficult to establish those terms, but that's what we used for the purpose of our kind of criteria.
Well, I suppose the main thing that comes out of it is that whatever your age, don't be frightened of doing exercise, really, isn't it? That's the main thing.
Yeah, exactly. And I think as well, just kind of being able to get, not like we kind of specifically found this, but you can get into exercise at any time and not be worried. So, you know, even if you've not resistance trained throughout your life, you know, you can still do it at kind of the age of, you know, 50, 60, 70. My grandma used to do like exercise classes a few times a week, and she's like, she's in her 80s now, but right. She started very late and, you know, was doing weight training.
Yeah. So there's no excuse. If you're 80 can do it, there's no excuse for anybody else, is there really?
Exactly. She also started learning how to use WhatsApp at 80 as well, which was pretty good.
Lovely. So,
she's a trendsetter.
Yeah. Well, we're having to get used to use different technology at the moment. That's the thing, isn't it? That's, you know, this is what lockdown's done, isn't it? Forces to use different stuff. But hopefully our little chat today has inspired people to get out there, get the trainers on and go for a walk. That's brilliant, John. So yeah, thanks, John. And a big thank you to everyone who's listened to our conversation today. Hope you found it really informative and interesting. If you'd like to find out more about Hartbury University, including our various research projects, then go to hartbury.ac.uk. In the meantime, take care and hopefully we'll speak to you again soon.